Moon Bear, written by Jill Lewis and read by John Vose. I scooped a handful of small stones and closed my fist, crushing the sharp edges deep into my skin. Stay awake, Tam. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. I looked across at Noi, lying on the rock ledge beside me. His head had flopped forward into his arms, and he was breathing softly. I wanted to wake him. It was dangerous to sleep in the forest. Sleep loosens the souls and lets them wander. They could be coaxed away by spirits while he was dreaming. We wouldn't want our souls to wander far tonight. I rubbed my eyes and breathed in deeply, filling my lungs with the cool night air. Above, the moon had traced an arc across the sky. We had been waiting all night. The bright star of the dragon's tail had risen above the tree line. The forest was dark and still. This was the dark before the dawn. The dark when spirits walked. I wriggled forward and peered down from our high rock. Moonlight reflected from the wide pools below the waterfall, the ripples spreading out in perfect circles of bright, white light. The sweet scent of moth flowers drifted across the water. The whole forest was deep in sleep. Maybe Noi was wrong. Maybe it wouldn't come tonight. I stared into the folds of darkness on the far side of the river. In the deep shadows between the rocks and boulders, a darker shadow was stirring. I twisted a loose piece of forest vine through my fingers and watched. Despite the coolness of the night, my palms ran slick with sweat. I could feel the blood pumping through my hands. I swallowed hard. Below, some 50 paces away, the shadow moved. It formed, gained shape, and stepped out into the moonlight. I jabbed Noi in the ribs. Wake up! Noi's head jolted up.
What?
Shh, I said. It's here. It's here now. Noi wiped the sleep from his face and leant out. He looked down to the river and gripped my arm.
Where? There.
The shadow rose up on its hind legs and sniffed the air. I held my breath.